Firstly, it's clear that there was a terrific response by the local emergency services, the council and the community in Winchester that averted what could have been a disaster. The fact is, although there was very severe flooding, only a handful of buildings in the Winchester city centre actually flooded from the river. But the reason that so many other properties were saved was because of the very quick action of the emergency services and the way in which the council joined that all up. The Prime Minister has been very clear. He's made me the flood envoy to come down here and learn the lessons. And as well as working out what we can do to improve the situation in the future, he's wanting me to report back to his flood cabinet what worked well, and I think there's a lot that other places can learn from Winchester, but also how we can improve it even further.
I know that Hampshire County Council need more money generally for future flood prevention. Will that be provided?
I'm here to look at what's needed, to go back to the Prime Minister, give him a proper report. But I think there are a number of positives I take out of this, but also I'm going to listen very carefully to see what further investment may be required. Now, clearly, money doesn't grow on trees. We've got this huge national deficit we're having to pay down. But this is an important priority for the Prime Minister, and he's made that very clear to his flood envoys.
And can you reassure people living in places like Winchester that you will do everything you can?
We are absolutely on it, and we're working hand in glove with the council, with Steve Brine, the local MP, who's been fantastic right the way through the flooding crisis and is now making sure in Parliament that we carry on and ensure that Winchester gets the support it needs.